On election night, when Scott Brown hinted from the stage of the Park Plaza that he'd be back, analysts and supporters interpreted that as a sure sign that he would run again. Though Scott Brown said this,
"There are no obstacles you can't overcome, and defeat is only temporary."
Many supporters heard this,
"I'll be back."
That's right. He definitely left the door open, and he said, defeat is only temporary. A statement to a lot of people that the defeat against Elizabeth Warren is only temporary, that he would run again. It definitely gave that indication.
Adriana Cohen was a senior member of Scott Brown's finance committee.
I am very surprised that he is not going to run again. You know, on one hand, I understand it because it would mean that Scott Brown would have to run in a campaign 5 times in 5 years because he ran for state senator, then he had to run for the special election, and then he had to run again against Elizabeth Warren. So now if he jumped into this race, he would immediately have to jump into running again in 2014. So it's 5 big races in 5 years, and that would be hard on any human being.
If Brown were to run, it looked like he had a good chance to win. One poll showed him slightly ahead of Democratic Congressman Ed Markey. Another poll gave Brown a 22-point lead over the Democrat. So what's behind Brown's decision not to run? Some say exhaustion. Former Governor Mike Dukakis says all this campaigning takes a toll, but it could also be strategic. If Brown were to run and lose, he would have lost 2 Senate races in less than 8 months. Now he could run for either governor or Senate in 2014. The party will look for someone else to take on the winner of the Democratic primary in the spring. Massachusetts' new Republican Party chair, Kirsten Hughes, a former Brown deputy finance director, says the GOP remains optimistic that it can win an upcoming special. Among the Republican potentials, Carrie Healey, the former lieutenant governor, former state senator Richard Tesey, who says he's evaluating, and former Governor William Weld. Brown fundraiser Adriana Cohen is not optimistic about the party's prospects.
You know, John Walsh, the head of the state Democrat Party, he's going to fight hard to retain this seat because, you know, he has stated publicly, he said, you know, we didn't just spend $42 million to get Elizabeth Warren in the United States Senate only to turn around and have a Republican come in and negate her vote. And so they're not asleep at the switch. I think that, you know, the Democrat Party in Massachusetts is going to work hard to make their candidate win this race. Now, it doesn't mean it can't be winnable by Republicans, but as we know, Massachusetts is truly a Democrat state. I believe there's 3 registered Democrat voters to 1 Republican voter.
So what impact will Brown's decision have on the Democratic primary? Based on the polls, news would seem to be a clear pathway for the Democrats to retain Kerry's Senate seat. But Congressman Stephen Lynch is not jumping the gun.
I'm sure that the Republicans will come up with a candidate, a credible candidate. This is a United States Senate race, after all, and I think they'll certainly recruit somebody who's a credible candidate. There's no question about that. This race in the primary is at this point just between myself and Mr. Markey, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone else looked at it to get in the race.
Brown's decision is also having an impact on national politics. The Massachusetts race holds special significance for the National Republican Party's efforts to recapture the U.S. Senate. The GOP would need to win 6 of 8 races to regain the Senate in 2014. So for now, Brown's political future is as he left it in his final Senate floor speech.
Defeat is temporary. You know, depending on what happens and where we go, all of us, we may obviously meet again. But I'm looking forward to continuing on with those friendships. I'm continuing on working with my staff. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to to speak today. And I yield the floor. Thank you.
Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.